you have such a legendary story. You know, it's amazing to me how you've created every opportunity to share stories with your community, on your ups, on your downs, on your successes, on your failures. And if there's one thing that I just think that is so incredible about you, it's your ability to inspire people to take their lowest moments and turn them into opportunities to create connections with people. Mr. David Meltzer, please give us a short bio. Tell us a little about yourselves, and then let's just get into this here.
I love it. I am David Meltzer on a mission to empower over a billion people to be happy. My definition of that happiness is related to what I see in my long journey, which is to make a lot of money, to help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. I've never met anyone who makes a lot of money for the sake of helping others and has fun with their money that isn't happy. So in that mission, I've learned both lessons, which I've transformed into wisdom, and acquired faith that these mistakes, setbacks, failures, defining moments in my life, which includes losing over $100 million, going bankrupt, including my mom's house, are here to teach us, to protect us, to promote us, to love us and perfect us. And in articulating that through value, I've built a community of people in person, on the phone, via email and media, TV shows, movies. They based the movie Jerry Maguire about the firm that I work for as CEO, Lee Steinberg Sports Entertainment. So we have a ton of different content, podcasts, TV shows, movies. And I am here today because I spend time every day on that mission. And I want to thank you. I offer your community my book for free. I'll send it to them. I'll pay for shipping, pay for the book in alignment with that mission.
Okay, so let's get into a couple of questions here. So the first question that I'd like to ask is, you have found video to be the medium of choice to communicate with your huge audience now. Tell me what video has done for your career, for your life. When did you get the aha moment, the light bulb moment of saying, you know what, I better start going and sharing my stories with people?
You know, so funny you asked that. I was consulting, I'm a sports agent, and so I was consulting with AJ Vaynerchuk to start Vayner Sports and to help advise him on how to start a sports agency. So 11 Super Bowls ago, I invited him to the Nike suite, which isn't easy to get into. And while I was in the Nike suite, there was a huge commotion and people were going crazy. And I said, who's here? Who's here? And they said, Gary V. I looked to AJ Vaynerchuk, no lie. And I said, who does he play for? And AJ thought I was joking because he said, that's my brother. He doesn't play for anyone. He wants to own the Jets someday. But I got to meet Gary Vee 11 Super Bowls ago, where he convinced me of the importance of social media, of podcasting, of post-production content. And we decided at that time to exchange our value, me teaching them about the sports agentry business and them teaching me about social media and post-production content. And that was the catalyst. I always say the fastest way to get to where you want to be is find someone that's already there and ask them for directions and help other people get to where they want to be. This is a perfect example because I was able to help them get to where they wanted to be in the sports agentry business. And they certainly were in a position to help me get to where I want to be in the media and post-production content business.
Okay, tremendous. So here is sort of a specific question that we get a lot from our followers, which is how do we overcome the fear of being on video? You have figured out a way to share your defining moments, your biggest failures. You mentioned losing your mom's house. You have found the confidence inside of you. And now we want to see you on a stage to share those stories. How can other folks learn how to overcome that fear, that phobia, that voice inside their head that says, shut the hell up and stop talking about your failures and just be quiet? How do we get over that?
You know, it takes time, first of all. So you need to tell yourself that anything that needs to be comfortable or confident in takes practice. And so you need to go ahead and manage your own expectations that this uncomfortable feeling will go away with practice. Mm. And anything that you do, playing golf, it's very uncomfortable the first time you go to a range with all these people hitting the ball and you missing and grounding it. It's very uncomfortable. I love golf as an analogy to content because that's how uncomfortable I felt. I felt embarrassed. And look, it was more than me just feeling that way. As an executive, it was even worse because I had so many people going, what are you doing? So many family, friends, associates, other executives going, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing these videos? You think you're Tony Robbins? You know, and they would make fun of me, scoff at me, and laugh at me. Little did they know that I have been made fun of, laughed at, and scoffed at my entire career. And I know one rule about people who laugh at me, scoff at me, and make fun of me. Eventually, they'll applaud me. And it just takes time. Things happen very slowly, then all of a sudden. So what I tell people all the time is you don't have to post. You need to practice. Practice recording your ideas. Practice finding your essence. Not what you want people to think you are, but practice I am every day and figure out what you're doing to interfere with I am. Because the reach, the spectrum is so large that I promise you, no matter who you are, you can find your community better than ever today, especially comparative to the past, where you may be stuck in a town of 300,000 people in the past, and it was very difficult to be yourself. It's much easier to be yourself today because your group, your neighborhood, your frequency is out there. You just have to be comfortable and confident in articulating who you are, not who you think people want you to be. And remember, what other people think of you is none of your business.
What other people think of you is none of your business. That's a nugget right there. As the CEO of a software company that enables people to record videos, share instantly generated landing pages via email and SMS, I have this challenge of how I can go and empower people to go and create video content that drives conversions. What is your advice on creating video content that drives conversions?
Well, it depends on who you are and what you're trying to convert, because some things you can't accelerate a sales cycle. So determinative upon what you want to convert to, we want to either stimulate interest with a video and then convert them to ability to transition interest, or maybe we're using the video that already has transitioned the interest to share a vision and convert them into a commitment. Or maybe they're already committed and we want to convert them into more of a manage and development of not only buying more, but selling for us. Because the greatest success comes in conversion where people not only buy from you, but sell for you for life. Mm-hmm. And the greatest companies, as you know, especially software companies, have converted their current clients into salespeople because they've delivered so much value and they've managed and developed that. So I think in the essence of conversion, you need to first distinguish, am I trying to stimulate interest, transition interest, share a vision, or manage and develop the vision and value? But in order to do so, you need to do something that also is very difficult for people, as you know, ask. I don't know why people just are afraid to ask. They're afraid to receive. I think it's because they don't have faith in themselves, the value that they're articulating, or in the universe that there's more than enough for everyone. So they feel guilty, bad, resentful, worried about asking. And so for me, I always tell people, if you truly believe in the value of what you're communicating, you're giving a gift. You're giving a gift, and those who receive your gift are also giving a gift, because the greatest gift you can actually give someone is not giving them, but it's actually when they receive or you receive, because the highest self is when we are able and capable of helping somebody else. That's when you're closest to God. So any opportunity we have to allow someone else to be able and capable of helping someone else, their company, their family, their associates, their community, their neighborhood, whatever it is, we're actually giving them a gift to be able and capable, their highest self. And so our job through conversion is to use videos that articulate that value to exceed what we're asking for. One quick nugget about value. Remember, value is not complex. These videos should do one of three things. One, give people more of what they like or take away what they don't like. Two, give them more of what works or takes away what doesn't work. Or three, give them more of what they know or take away what they don't know. If you are using those three different values and can articulate it to exceed what you're asking for, you'll stimulate interest, transition interest, share a vision, and or manage and develop that vision. And now you will thrive.
Well, I really, there's a couple of things that I definitely take away here. Number one is this idea of asking. And I think that, one of the things that you have done really well is given really high value offers. You offer a book and you pay for the shipping. That is how committed you are to helping people and to educating people. You're also a very savvy business person, and you know that you've created a funnel so that people that do want to make an investment, they can go and take the next step. But it all feels good. And that's one of the things that I really like about your experience. Your emails I love to receive, your messages, your offers, your public speakings, an amazing experience. What is the specific advice that you can give on give to get? How can people go and create a situation where they are giving and then they know that the universe is going to give them something back?
Yeah. So I think it's real important to decipher what the universe gives back. Universe gives back kindness, love, generosity, forgiveness, things like that. It's infinite. So when you're articulating value, you'll notice I'm valuing kindness. I'm giving kindness to people. I'm giving generosity. I'm giving forgiveness to others as well, knowing it automatically comes back more. The more you give of those things, the more you get. But you have to be realistic in the man-made constructs. Two things don't automatically come back to you. If you give money, you're not going to get more money back automatically. If you give your time, you're not going to get your time back automatically. Those are man-made constructs. They don't exist in the infinite. So the best piece of advice that I have is make sure that when you're giving, you're giving things of the infinite in nature and just articulating the quantitative value of time and money so that people can see and convert in their own heads the infinite side as well as the man-made construct. So when you're getting all of my content, it's I will give you my book. But the book teaches kindness and generosity. It's called Connected to Goodness. It helps you decipher what's interfering with your potential. And I know that if I don't have a quantitative ask about, hey, join my free Friday trainings next or get an overlap agreement for free from me or come to the Napoleon Hill training on Wednesday or join my networking group. And that has a fee to it, the networking group, guaranteed, 100%, or get on my one-on-one wait list, guaranteed, 100%, or get on my wait list as a business advisor. These are business man-made constructs. But I don't give money to get more money, and I don't give my time to get more time. I use my money and time in order to give kindness, forgiveness, gratitude, all the things that exist in the infinite, abundant, unified system. And I realize that money and time are not in the infinite. It's in the man-made constructs, and it could be an after value, not the original offer.
My takeaway on that is this sense of alignment to purpose, that if we are aligned with our purpose and that we are doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing, which is helping people do X, Y, and Z, then all of a sudden it doesn't become our time anymore. It just becomes our purpose, which is really sort of liberating for me.
It's so true. And I mean, that's what Napoleon Hill wrote about in 1937, Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, about only 2% of the people have a definiteness of purpose. Most people are drifters. I call them tubes. They live their life food in, food out. That's their entire existence. And so I help people find what do you want today in alignment with where you want to be? And can we align the meaning of the past, the failure, setbacks, mistakes with that divine direction and create devotional, not discipline, but devotional behavior that is disciplined attention plus intention to equal the coincidences, the coinciding of that universe. Then we go, as I mentioned earlier, to who can I help? Who can help me? Now we can facilitate the circumstantial evidence of the day of how we can get it done by using God's guarantee of 24 hours a day, except for the last day of your life. And when we know the what, the who, and the how, now we have a framework to prioritize our day by what's important using subsets of your urgency. But we now live in the present and we do things now and we do things next, realizing that prioritization itself is the antidote to feeling overwhelmed. It's the antidote to procrastination. If you know what to do now and know what to do next and do it, you'll never procrastinate and you'll never feel overwhelmed. Now, instead of searching for our why without purpose, we now have a definiteness of purpose and we apply our why. We're applying the infinite to the activities of the 24-hour daily activities that we have prioritized.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, David. How can people get in touch with you? Website, social channels?
It's so nice of you. Once again, everyone in your community, I'd like to send my book. I will sign it. I will pay for the book. I will pay for shipping. Best way to reach me is David, which means beloved, at D, my first initial, Meltzer, which means servant, David at dmeltzer.com. Or if you forget the email, David at dmeltzer.com, just Google me or look me up. David Meltzer is my name. It's every handle of millions of people in our community that can help you or that you can help. Both will be of service and of value, I promise you.
Thank you so much, David. Amazing experience, David.
Thank you. We'll do it again. Come on my shows, and hopefully I'll see you soon, Ruben.
Thanks, David.